Bilal ul-Rabah looks old for his 28 years. Strong and wiry, he was born into slavery and for most of his life worked without pay as a herder and domestic worker for his owner. Rabah found freedom this year. He told VOA reporter Sayed ul-Sayed that his family was dispersed when he was very young to serve different masters. He says on one occasion he saw his mother crying and brought the police to free her, but she denied being enslaved and stayed with the master. Rabah was able to free his sisters by filing a complaint with Mauritania's SOS Slaves organization. The United Nations estimates there may be 500,000 Mauritanians living in slavery today. Hanna Minsalem, a 45-year-old mother of two, was a slave until this year when she was freed. She says her family was scattered when her grandmother was sold to a different tribe. Her first husband was obliged to divorce her because her master would not allow him to take her out of his community. She says her second husband managed to escape, but she was beaten, so she would tell his whereabouts. She left her two children and walked 50 kilometers to find him in the next village. Trying to free their children, they reported the case, but she says the local authorities threatened to throw them in jail if they showed up again. By chance, they met an activist from SOS Slaves who took them to the city, where she waited anxiously for 4 months until her children were freed and they were reunited. Experts say slaves in Mauritania are usually of a certain caste or ethnic group. They're born into bondage. Any money they earn must be handed over to their masters. When they die, they cannot leave any property to their children, who are also born as slaves. The practice has proven a difficult tradition to break, despite a series of laws, some more than 40 years old, that prohibit it. A new, stronger anti-slavery law was passed last year. The government says slavery has been abolished, but abolitionists note that nearly 4 dozen slaves were freed this year alone. An activist with SOS Slaves, Biram Ould Abeid, says Mauritania's anti-slavery laws are not enforced. Slaveholders are not punished. Abeid says because having slaves is a sign of social status, it is practiced in all sectors of Mauritanian society, even by former slaves. He says Mauritania's abolition laws were passed merely to improve the country's image abroad. The Mauritanian government denies the charge and accuses the abolitionists of working primarily to further their own interests. The Association of Women Supporting Families works primarily with female slaves and their children. Its president, Aminatou Mint Mokhtar, says women are treated especially badly. She says she knows women who are forced to marry their master to increase the number of his slaves. She says when a victim contacts her group, it sends an activist to her home village to verify that she really has been a slave. The head of Mauritania's Human Rights Commission, Mohamed Sayed Ould Hemadi, says the laws against slavery are not enforced.
Frankly, we are disappointed by people who are in charge of justice because they don't like our law. They are very conservative.
He says slavery and discrimination are embedded in the Mauritanian culture and way of thinking. As a result, he says it will be very difficult and take a long time to eradicate. Scott Bob, VOA News, Dakar.